This is Coast Side Conversations at KPDO 89.3 FM, serving Pescadero and the South Coast. And my guest today is Sally Rain, an artist who is contributing to the South Coast Artists Alliance upcoming online art show. And Sally, welcome. And
thank
how
you.
Are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And, you know, we're going to talk about your contribution to the art show. And I did get a picture of it. I did see a couple of your pieces. And I really am intrigued because it looks like your influences are possibly Picasso. I mean, why don't you tell me how you came to the style that you've got?
Well, I started as a teenager, really. And what I found was I'm a better listener when my hands are moving and doodling. So in college lectures, I would always be doodling to help me listen. It was an interesting phenomenon. And then I would start seeing pictures in the doodles after I was done. And that sort of intrigued me, how an abstract line and form drawing that I wasn't really planning would turn into pictures recognizable by me or by other people. And so that started my exploration of what I now call dynamic symbolism. Mm-hmm. Where people will see my art and they will see images in it, even though it's abstract, and they'll point
and
them
some
out
of
to
your
me.
It seems like of the two pieces I saw, one was definitely more abstract, the other one was a definite image, right?
Yes. Sometimes I will choose an image to create. Most of the time when that happens, it will be for a commission where someone will say, like for the example, Wolf Mountain that I put into the show. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine unfortunately decided not to take the commission at the end of the painting process. And so now I have this painting that has a specific wolf, and that was a plan. Usually I don't do that.
I see.
Most of the time I'll have an idea of a color scheme. Mm-hmm. Or like I want to represent a redwood tree. What are the colors in a redwood tree? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have no color scheme. Mm-hmm. And
you know, now, when you say, you did mention the word abstract line, and I've heard this term in the interview with a different artist, and I'm wondering, is this a term of art? And meaning by that, are you taught to look for this connection of an abstract line that is a connection between you and your unconscious self? Or is this just how you refer to it?
It's how I refer to it. I have taken art classes, but primarily to learn how to use the medium. So which canvas to choose, which paints, how to seal the painting, you know, what are the professional canvases I should choose, those kinds of classes. Mm-hmm. But for my style, I just started doing it. No one taught me to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's style is their own, no doubt. And when I was looking at the picture of the wolf, it looked as though it was still very abstract. It's a amazing impression of a wolf.
Oh, thank you.
And then when I looked at the picture of the coastal fog, yeah, you would have to know the title to know that that was Coastal Fog, but it's still intriguing and beautiful, and it draws you in. It's very absorbing, but it's very abstract. It's more symbolic, almost.
Yeah, so, that's what I find.
Mm-hmm. And so you see yourself as creating a symbolic, abstract form of art. Is that it?
Yes. I start looking for balance either in line or color. I've been working a lot in black and white recently just to eliminate the color interpretations of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'll sometimes see a theme about halfway through, but most of the time I don't. A lot of the time I'll see pictures in it after I'm done. I don't see them as I'm painting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it was with your doodles, right? Which
exactly.
Is what got you started. You see these things coming out of your art that you didn't expect. And that is one of the things that I find most intriguing when I listen to the artists. A lot of the process is figuring out, I mean, they're creating the medium. Very often, they're not really sure what the art is about until after it's over. And it sounds like that's your situation as well.
For the most part, I mean, over the years, it's become more of an interaction. I'll get an idea. Can I represent that? How is it going to turn out? Mm-hmm. A lot of the time is, when is this painting done? Which is difficult for abstract artists because it's not realistic. You can tell when a portrait is done because it's the portrait.
And you had a portrait of a wolf. I guess you had to decide when that was done.
In that one, the centerpiece I planned as the face of the wolf, but around, and then I also at the end put in two wolf prints that are very specific and clear. But mm-hmm. the rest of it incorporated many different aspects of wolves. And so that's the part of the abstraction that was my style put into the idea of the person who wanted me to create a wolf painting for her.
Fabulous. So this particular piece that you're contributing to the art show, is this the first time you've contributed or are you a regular contributor?
I've been contributing since, I think, 1994.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And I've done it almost every year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
it's been like, really. I think, was it 1992, like the very, very, very first show?
I think 1990. This is our 30th year of a show. It's not going to be the 30th annual because we're not having the actual physical show.
Right.
Yeah, I've been part of the La Honda art community for a long time. I don't currently live in La Honda, but I was the art teacher many, many years ago at La Honda Pescadero School District. I wrote grants.
I didn't know that. That's
I was awesome. Involved in helping the children paint the tiles for the Pescadero sign.
Oh, wow.
The design of that. So that's that was great. My sort of time in the art teaching community there.
Oh, that's so great. So you already made a huge contribution to the students. And have any of those students become artists that you know of? I mean, obviously they were doing art when you were teaching them, but I mean, have they then gone on to be artists?
Some of them actually, some students I've found on Facebook based on knowing their parents and remembering their names. And there are quite a few who've gone on to art school, are interested in teaching art, mm-hmm. so or some sort of creative field, which I think is great.
Awesome. Yeah. That's, and you know that you had a part in that, right? You had at least introduced them to that potential, which is so great.
I think an art teacher's job is to provide the time and opportunity in school for kids to explore what they're interested in. I mean, mm-hmm. getting the materials.
I heard Shannon talking about art in action, and listening to her, it's a good curriculum. In other words, it's teaching the kids the history of art and how different art forms have evolved. And it's not just giving them an opportunity to dabble. It's an opportunity to really try to express themselves with tools that they're being taught. So I think that's pretty amazing. It's awesome that you could actually be a teacher. To me, it seems like such a great gift to be able to be a teacher. So what are you doing now? Are you retired and just doing art or what?
Now I have an art studio. I have a whole room dedicated to painting. And I'm also, along with painting, I have been a video artist and a video editor. So that was my job for quite a while. Currently, I'm back teaching again. I'm teaching the art of video at Hillsdale High School in San Mateo.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, sort of my career's diverged and now I've converged into a creative teaching career, which I am really enjoying.
That's wonderful. That sounds so great. Yeah, maybe we can take advantage of that. So right now, one of the things that we're doing at KPDO is creating videos so that people can understand how they can actual broadcasting. And so we're trying to get to the point where people in the community can use the radio as a means of broadcasting their articles or their essays or their creative writing, but we're also going to have a YouTube channel, and we have one for training people, but we are also going to have the videos of artists, just a few who have videos of their own artwork.
Well, what we've done,
you could have that, you could contribute to that.
Yeah, well, to go back to the South Coast Artists Alliance, I've been really involved in setting up the website this year. Mm-hmm. I've taken on an intern, Paula, who is an artist. She graduated from Pescadero High School, and she's my intern learning Photoshop and sort of the back end of how to get images and words onto a web page. So I'm teaching her. We're using Zoom to go over it. And then she's doing sort of the legwork of putting everyone's images into the website.
And fabulous. We had a day
where artists came. We all were social distanced, but they came and spoke about their art. So there will be links to YouTube videos of South Coast Artist Alliance members talking about their artwork. So that we're having.
That's wonderful. I did not know that. That's a great.
Yeah, they're very short, like 30 seconds to a minute of talking about the artwork. Yeah, it was a cool idea.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that this new South Coast Artists Alliance website, SCAA-artists.org, is a boon to these artists. I mean, for some people, it's a big motivation to get a website or to get their website updated.
Yes.
And for them, they will not only, there will be a picture on this website that you're helping to create of the contribution they're making to the artist's show, but there will also be a link to their personal website so that people can look more deeply into their art. I did not know there was going to be also a short YouTube video.
For some artists, whoever wants to, or for example, myself, I have my own edited artistic bio video that I will link to that page as well.
Oh, wow.
And then on the website, we will also, during the times of the show from August 14th through the 23rd, we will have buttons that connect to the Square store. We've been using Square as an credit card purchase possibility during the live show. So we're moving that store for each painting that's been submitted online so people can use Square and the credit card to buy their paintings. And then we'll figure out the delivery or shipping charges based on individual pieces, really.
Wonderful. That's really good news.
Yeah.
Also, I've been telling some artists, especially the ones that don't have a website, that we could have a link to their interview so that people can find out more about them and more about their process or their style, what they
think
of
that's the plan as well, to have these audio interviews linked on that webpage as well. I think it's a really great long-term possibility for artists.
I do too. I think it's going to continue. And once you have this new dimension to the show, now you can continue that, even though everybody will love to get together in person and see people's art. The website allows you to find out so much more about the artist and explore their other work. So I think it's a wonderful
thing. I'm not personally working on the raffle side of it, but the raffle is going to be really interesting too, because we have a whole web page with information about each raffle item. And then online raffles in California are called gambling and they're illegal, but we were selling paper tickets around town in local stores. And
I have heard about that. In fact, I know that, San Gregorio store said that they would sell it. I don't know all the other stores.
It's on the website, SCAA-artists.org.
Is that already up and running?
The artists' web pages are not there yet. It's a work in progress. People can go there and find out information. There's information about when our show will be. And Our goal is August 1st to have everything tested, at least for like looking at the paintings, and then we'll connect the store shortly before it's time to do that, to sell.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great.
But just one little thing about the raffle is people will be able to point their phones at a QR code and then go to the raffle and be able to see which art piece they would like to win, because you can still win a piece that you like. It's not just a random, oh, you get whatever. So it'll be interesting to see how it all works. The community is really rallied. There are like 12 people who come to our meetings. There are 6 main people working on the website. So it's really been fun, like a good community building on Zoom.
I love it. That's so great. It's just awesome. All the effort going into this. And it is for a great cause. And you know, it's for art in action. It's for the mural project. It's for art scholarships and these internships. And the internships are, I think, one of the most valuable things. And really have a big impact on people's lives. So it's wonderful. It really is.
The skills that Paola is learning right now with Photoshop and website building and the organization that takes, which is, people don't generally think about that. She's learning so much. She could go out and get a good job, really, with the skills she has.
That's wonderful. And, you know, that is the thing. We have to get our kids to the point where they have skills that they can use in their lives for their careers, for their artistic expression, just to build their own confidence, to have a presence when they're making a, you know, when they're interviewing with someone or anything like that.
Right.
So it helps everything. But getting back to you, back to your art, we haven't really talked about your art very much. And so I'm looking at your, or thinking about the contribution that you're making. It's pretty powerful. I mean, it's a very powerful image. And did you pick it because of the, you know, the positive message it had to bring to the moment, or what was your thinking there?
Well, we talked in our planning about having artwork that sort of represents the coast and living in the La Honda Pescadero area. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in like watershed and environmental work for a long time. So the redwood tree idea, the color scheme of that one. Mm-hmm. I drive along the coast and I've always wanted to capture that like idea of the fog going into the trees and the movement of it. So that was my intent for one of the pieces, Coastal Fog. Mm-hmm. And then the Wolf Mountain piece I've shown before at the art show. This year we've opened it up so that people can show other pieces or pieces that they've already shown.
You mean in the past they've already
shown? In the past shows, yeah.
At the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this one has been very popular when I've shown it. So I'm hoping the woman will come back who actually commissioned it and buy it now. She still wants it. It's a matter of financing. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask her. It's for a good cause too.
Yeah, it is a very good cause, a great reason for her to step up. Well, you know, I love what that thought is, that, you know, it represents the coast to some extent. And really, when you think about the whole coast and all the dynamic things that are going on, one of those things is grass-fed beef and, you know, like the Market Guard family and Left Coast beef and all of that. So cows are everywhere. And I don't know if we should say cows, but so are all the animals. And constantly we're getting reports of, you know, mountain lions over here and different sorts of animals everywhere. And the fact that we have animals around us, I never thought of it as such a big deal. But I was a docent at Año Nuevo for a really long time, and we would get people from all over the world who are just enthralled that they could see wild animals just a couple miles off the freeway, you know? And we're constantly getting reports of mountain lions, and people think that's scary. And on another, the other side of that is, it's amazing that we live where we can see nature at work, right?
And what's interesting about the painting I generally don't like to tell the titles because people will see what I see then. But people who don't know the title will often say, oh, I like the deer in the middle because the wolf has a longer snout and the ears are abstract. And then a lot of people see coyotes as well. So it could be
Wile E. Coyote.
Well, yeah, circles of singing coyotes.
Exactly. Yes, howling coyotes. Yes, and it could be a wolf, although they're not native here anymore, although they were in the olden days. And so it's got a lot of power to it, I think. And it does represent that nature, that native power that the coast has. It's just so dynamic out here, so alive. So it's great. And yes, the colors of the redwoods. I know what you're saying about that. And so I think the contribution is awesome. I hope you're very successful with
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And the fact that you're working right now to help develop the website is a huge contribution in and of itself, and especially for the intern that's involved.
Right.
I think that's wonderful. And it just goes to show you all the contributions that the South Coast Artists Alliance makes to this community. So I'm very happy to talk to you.
Me too. Thank you for your time.
Yes. And if there's something in particular you would like to say about your art or about the South Coast Artists Alliance, sounds like you know way more about what's going on the website than anybody else. So
we have a team of people. I just think it's a great way to be part of a community. If you're an artist or you're creative or you want to get involved with people who are thoughtful, getting involved with a group of artists is really wonderful. And people in the Coastside South Coast Artist Alliance, they're so generous with their time and their artwork, the raffle. So supporting local artists and also supporting the artistic community as well as the student art, I think it's really a great organization to be part of. And since we're social distancing, it's really nice to see everyone's face on Zoom and can connect with people and be going in a direction that we really want to go in. So it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sally, for your time today, for your contribution, and for all the information. It's great. And we'll get this up on the air pretty soon. And I really appreciate you're doing all this. It's amazing to me. And that you're a fabulous artist. I am looking forward to seeing your art on the website as well.
Well, thank you very much.